It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. We have a great show today. I'm Summer McStravick, and this is Flow Dreaming. We talk about energy and your mind, your consciousness. We especially talk about flow and how to work with the energy of our lives, energy of consciousness, to create things for ourselves, to affect our future, or in some cases, to recover from them. So if you're new to the program, welcome. One of the predominant techniques that we use is, in fact, called flow dreaming. This is the cornerstone of the program because this is what we use to change who we are. We change our own internal energy characteristics. That can mean creating new things inside of us, such as strength or power or release. It also means being able to change things that are outside of us. In other words, the physical world that surrounds us by having new opportunities or situations arise, our relationships with other people, your future itself. What do you want to have there? What would you like it to look like or be? It's sort of like a law of attraction on steroids. It's a way to organize your entire life around this energy understanding that what we are inside is what is reflected back to us via our outside circumstances and relationships. So with this core understanding, we have a modality that we use to make these changes. And a lot of what we've been doing in recent podcasts is to identify those areas of our life that need changes made in them. And then figure out, okay, if I want to make those changes and I know how to make those changes, why are they not changing? And that's where we get into the areas of looking at what I call our ceilings. Maybe you've heard them called blocks before, or reasons inside yourself, patterns that tend to hold us in place, hold us in certain older energy structures that we've created in our life, like pathways. We speak a lot in terms of pathways, patterns, dynamic flows of energy, just as everything on our earth is part of flows of energy systems, really. So we are not outside of that. We also have a system in our lives, and we flow dreamers love to tinker with it constantly. It is self-development in a lifelong way. You can never kind of reach the end of this particular path once you get on it. Today's program is Burnout ER. What happens when you reach the end of your energy stamina? How do you get yourself into the recovery room? How do you know if you're there? Right? Isn't that the weird thing about burnout? You often don't see it till it's way too late. And you realize, I've actually been burned out for quite a while. Hey, how did that happen? Why did I let that happen? Well, first of all, a lot of us reach burnout in our lives on accident. You know, it's not something you set out to do. I'm going to work so hard at this. I'm going to slam my head against the wall on this so long that I'm going to reach this place. And burnout isn't just at work, right? That's where most people talk about it, at work. I'm burned out on this job. I'm burned out on this career. I've put in too much time, too much energy, too much effort. It's not giving back to me. Right? That's a traditional sense of burnout. We can also burn out in our relationships, in our feelings of closeness, or as I like to say, intimacy with others. The feeling that I've just lost all interest in this. I have no more joy in this. I don't like my friend circle anymore. I don't like my partner anymore. I'm tired of always having to do this and that and not receiving what I need. There's all different realms, places in your life you can burn out with your body. But you haven't thought of that one before. When you reach that point where you just throw in the towel, huh, I am done. There is no way it's ever going to change. I'm fed up with it. I've had enough of it. And I'm just going to allow myself to sink into that low-burning dissatisfaction and constant ongoing frustration, which is characteristic of burnout. So look for those emotions, right? We become emotional detectives when we're flow dreaming. Where do you feel an ongoing, constant sense of unchangeable dissatisfaction? That's your burnout area. Where do you feel empty? There's just nothing there. You feel like, God, if I could muster up emotion about it, I would, but it's just there's nothing there. And it's not a good kind of nothing, right? There's some good kinds of nothing. When you finally put things to rest after many years that have been hurting you or, you know, sitting in your heart, that's a good kind of, it's just not there anymore. It's a peaceful sense. Burnout is a sense of emptiness that just feels wrong. It feels like I'm missing something. I don't know what. I can't find myself in there anymore. That's the energy of burnout, the emotional energy of burnout. Do you have that anywhere? Do you sense it coming? Step back right now. Something you can do just right now as you listen. Step back. Where are you heading toward burnout? We all get a sense of it, right? It's like the road signs that keep coming and keep coming, and we keep looking at them. There's been road signs, believe me. Flow always gives you what you need when you need it. If you're heading down a road of reaching, you know, the end of some state of being or thinking or doing, your flow is letting you know, giving you plenty of options. And you know where they are. We just sometimes don't like to look at them because we feel like if I acknowledge that, I don't know what to do about it. And it's just going to make me feel even more insecure and upset because I don't have any tools yet to fix this. So I'm just going to keep going. Just going to keep going to that job. Just going to keep staying in that relationship. Just going to keep staying single. Just going to keep buying bigger sizes of clothes. Whatever it is where you've said, ugh, this is how it is. Being sick, ill, burnout. If you feel stuck, if you have no sense of desire, what if nothing looks like a good option? What if you say, well, I would do something else. I just can't think of anything. I don't know what I want. And I just have no idea what I want. No idea. That's a form of burnout. It's not a form of confusion. It's not a form of laziness. It is a frustrated sense of, I'm not even going to try, because this has been so long in building that everything has lost its color and drained for me. Now, burnout is different than depression. I should add that in, though they can mimic each other extraordinarily well, and they coexist together quite often. However, some people with burnout don't experience depression. They instead get a feeling of intense ongoing anxiety, high anxiety, panic, nervousness, exhaustion, waking up one day and saying, I just can't get out of bed. I can't. Right? That's what did they call those in the old days? Nervous collapse. There's all kinds of other symptoms that go along, but today we're going to look at burnout. So how do you get yourself out of this state? What do you do once you recognize it? How do you work with your flow, right? Because remember, flow energy is surrounding you at all time. You are made of it. Your higher self is part of it. Every, you know, whatever your belief is, every higher intelligence that helps and supports you, they don't want to see you here. Nobody does. Nobody. And I know that you have probably accidentally got yourself there. right? You had some work or some financial pressure. You had to throw yourself into it. And you pushed and you pushed and you pushed. And it finally got to the point where you realize it would feel weird if I stopped pushing. I would get really nervous if I stopped pushing. What will happen? Will everything fall apart if I stop pushing? The pressure has become an everyday feeling. An everyday feeling. That high degree of intensity has become the new norm. That's not possible to sustain. Your body, if anything, will check you. Meaning your body will say, we're just going to make you nice and sick. Hey, everybody, your last vacation, did you get sick? Right? That's your body saying, oh, finally, we can take a break. I'm so stressed out. You can't even enjoy your vacation because you end up being sick all the way through it. It's a combination, accumulation. You finally give yourself a break and your body goes, oh, God. Ooh. It doesn't even have the energy to sustain its immunity at that point. Accidental burnout, never on purpose. So, how do you get out of it? Where do you go once you reach that point? Is there ER? Is there recovery? Can you use flow for it? Absolutely, yes, you can. But I need to adjust your expectations. I need to reset some of your thinking about it. So here's what we're going to do. We have a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to give you your burnout recovery formula based on flow and energy rehabilitation. Doesn't that sound formal? It's actually really fun. So stick with me and let's get you back on track right after this. Hey, it's summer and I have a few things that I wanted to share with you, like the happenings and the goings on at flowdreaming.com. So right now, my gorgeous, hugely amazing Me School of Flow is enrolling. That means I'm accepting students who will work with me for the year ahead. So you'll learn to do what I do. You'll create amazing stuff using flow energy, as well as opening and expanding your own empathic intuition. I will teach you how. If you're ready to go big, this is where you need to be. Me School is also online, by the way, so you can live anywhere. Here's what you do. Just click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com right now, and there will be a link to set up a time to talk to me about Me School. And this is free, by the way. We'll get on the phone for at least 20 minutes, and we'll talk about whether Me School is a good fit in your life. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this as an older podcast, in which case, enrollment may be closed, since I only open enrollment about once a year. And if that's the case, you'll have an option to get on the wait list for the next enrollment period, and we'll go from there. So, all right then, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to our program. All right, everybody. Are you guys ready? All right. Rub your hands together. Crack your knuckles. Here we are. Burnout recovery. What do? How do you prevent yourself from sliding into more of it? First thing is recognize that you have been giving your flow a continuous information for X number of months or weeks, years. Flow believes you, whatever you're doing. Okay. So if you're saying, I have to stay late, I have to overwork, I have to tolerate this, I can't change it, flow just nods its head and says, okay, she wants more of this. He wants more of this. This is what this person absolutely firmly believes. They're making all kinds of choices based on this. They're not even open to other options because they don't believe that they can be there. All right, flow gives you that. Flow also gives you opportunities to help you move out of it. It does. It will give you those too. Yes, predominantly, majoritively, it'll give you what you are creating. But I've always found that there's a bit of a, you know, call it higher purpose at work, higher part of ourselves that says, but if you don't like that, here's a door. Here's a door to another path. If you don't like it. Problem is, most of the time, we're not looking for the door. We don't see it. We pass it by. So when you say to your flow and you go in and say you could do a flow dream here, you recognize, hey, I have been pretty bullheaded and stubborn on this burnout in this area of my life. And I'm going to choose now to no longer feel that way. I have no idea what that means, but I do know I'm going to choose not to feel this anymore. Flo, what do you have for me now that I've made that choice? Okay, this is like the magic phrase. This is the magic bullet. I'm choosing not to have this. What do you have for me instead? Imagine all the angels are dancing. Imagine your spirit guides are hurrahing and high-fiving. You're now going to get more options stuck in front of you. Now, what do you do in return? You have to woo your flow. I know it's kind of a weird way, but you have to woo it, right? For so long, you've been pushing away, pushing away, pushing away. Now you're saying, no, actually, I want you. Flo says, okay, what do you mean? How do you mean? That means you have to act like you're courting your life. Courting like a man courts a woman. Or a man courts a man, not to be gender biased. You're courting yourself. Hey, Flo, I understand I've been rejecting you for a while. I understand I've been, you know, kind of piggishly pursuing this one avenue that's leading to my absolute collapse. I understand that I may be wrong about all of that, and I don't need to keep doing that. So, I'm totally open to what else you have for me. Can I take you out for dinner? Can I take you out for a walk? Can I take you to the movies? Can I get you some new clothes or earrings? Right? I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of trying to get you to see the feeling I want you to start giving to your life and yourself, which is one of, I actually love you and care about you. And I want your company. I want more of my life. And I want more of the good parts of it, the yummy parts of it, the tasty parts of it. I want to start being attracted to that again and have you be attracted to me again. You following this? It's important. You're wooing yourself. You're waking yourself up again to those energies that say, no, it's okay. You can shut down that computer and not check it again for a few hours. No, it's okay. You can start, you know, getting emotionally re-engaged again in your relationship. It may not be the relationship that you left off at. It may have changed quite a bit in the meantime since you checked out. Anything, any place where you've reached that burnout, you're coming back into it again. And you're saying, let's get back to courtship. What does that feel like? What can that give me? What does it mean? The next thing you have to do is realize time has to trickle in. The minute you decide to get off the burnout path, you will feel lost. You'll feel confused, all discombobulated, because you're getting out of a familiar energy set. Everything that you did to reach burnout, you were on the path for a long time. Now that you're out of that path, it's like, what's this? It can be scary feeling. Like, if I don't do enough, everything will fall apart. If I take off the whole weekend and not work, my boss will be mad. Everything will fall apart. If I really look for that new career now, everything's going to fall apart. If I start dating again, everything's going to fall. I don't know. I just feel really awkward and strange and a little nervous and scared. And like, I'd rather just keep doing what I was doing, even though I know it's not good for me. I know it sounds crazy, but we've all had that feeling before, right? Because it's less comfortable being in that new place where you're not doing what you were doing, even if what you were doing is what you didn't want to do. Funny. So give yourself time to be in that place, to be in that state of transition. You don't switch from burnout, boom, instantly to, you know, rampant, abundant fulfillment. You just don't. You switch from burnout to, let's stop. Whoa. I forgot what things look like when I just stopped. Or if you're already completely stopped because you burned all the way out, when you relight the match and light up the room again, you're like, what is around me? Allow that sense of adjustment. Accept it. Want it. Woo that. Hey, bring me into the adjustment zone, please. I'm really ready for that. I have been flatlining for so long. I want the adjustment zone now. I'm actually ready for it. It's not instant. Give yourself time. Now, create opportunities for yourself. This seems basic, but a lot of us fail to do it. New surroundings. Free yourself from things. Free yourself. Free yourself. Burnout means there are things in your life you no longer want, but you can't get rid of. You've burned out and flatlined on them. Free yourself from them. How can those things change? Why did you get complacent with keeping them? What was that about? You say, well, because I tried this and I did that and it didn't work and nothing worked. So? Is that what you want to tell your flow the rest of your life? Nothing's going to work? Okay. Flow's going to say, all right. Give her stuff that doesn't work. She doesn't think anything. She believes this. Now, hey, something's going to work. Something's going to work now. Enough water has crossed under that bridge. Something will work now. Let's find it. I'm going to free myself. I'm going to give myself new opportunities. I'm going to free my energy. I'm going to start saying to myself, I can feel. I can desire. I allow myself to want. I allow myself to have. I allow myself to give up that hanging on that I felt was so important. I free myself. Can you even hear in the course of this episode how the energy changes? The mindset is slowly moving from a place of frozen barrenness or complete exhaustion into a state of, okay, I can step out into the new zone. It won't be instant. It will take myself time, take me time, and I allow that. I'm going to gently give myself that. I'm now also going to open myself again to things that I had closed or shut down on. And if I'm still saying, I don't even know what I want, I'm going to give myself opportunities to figure out what I like. I'm going to go horseback riding. I'm going to go sit at the beach. I'm going to go get all those mystery books I haven't read in years. I used to love them. I'm going to go out with some friends and actually see if there is one single person in the whole restaurant that I might want to flirt with. I'm going to learn how to flirt. Right? Whatever it is that you know you want to do to transition yourself out of burnout, out of exhaustion, out of emptiness. Those are the things you're looking for. Now, the last thing, of course, is you flow, right? You flow. You start with the energy seeds inside yourself, the template in you. And that template in a burned out person has been etched in deep. That's why they say this can't be changed. I have to do this. I'm exhausted. I'm totally wiped. I don't care anymore. I just don't even know. Your energy has been etched in so deeply. When you go into the flow, and we're going to do an example of this actually a little later on in the hour. When you go into the flow, you're going to start reconditioning that emotional, energetic self. You're going to begin saying to yourself things like, I am rich in emotion. I'm rich with choice. I'm rich with change. Everything in my life is now being unlocked and the wheels are again moving. And I can feel it happening. It's like I'm standing right in front of this great clock, watching as it slowly kicks back into gear and all the wheels turn. And that's me. And this time, I won't reach burnout. I won't reach emotional dead zones. I won't reach frustration to the point where I just say no. This time, something else is going to happen. How do I know this? Well, why wouldn't something else happen? Why wouldn't it? I'm different. Life is different. Every set of circumstances around me is different. Sure, I've got patterns. And those patterns may tend to lead me toward the same place over and over again. Do the same things over and over again. But I can always change those patterns. I don't have to keep them. Those too are flexible. Those too can be detangled, can be taken apart. I can reassemble them into new patterns, ones I like and want. Where did I ever get this thought in my head that I had to stay the same, that I wasn't changeable, that I couldn't change? Where did I get that? Right? You know, let that go. All right. So this gives you some thoughts on what to do next. Right? You're going to woo your flow. Hey, flow. Hey, life. Hey, body. Hey, love. Hey, work. Let's get back together. I'm ready. And we're not going to do it the same way we did before. Oh, no. We're going to do it differently. I don't know what that's going to mean, but we're going to do it. I'm going to allow some time to come in, give myself that time to stretch and feel this new place, what it might mean. I'm going to create some new opportunities for myself and free myself of certain things I don't need. I'm going to look at those patterns and I'm going to re-engage. And I'm going to rest and let go of the fear. Tell myself I can stop now or I can start now. And then I'm going to flow. I'm going to flow. Incidentally, before we leave this, isn't it interesting how burnout does lead you to one of two ends? Almost like seemingly opposite. Either to absolutely emptiness, burned out, stopping nothing, or it leads you into overloaded exhaustion. Overloaded exhaustion. Where again, you end up, if you stay after a while, that leads you to feel empty and burned out. With nothing. They're like real close together. You could be in either one of those little phases of it, I guess you could say. All right, let's go to some calls. And, I love it. We have time for calls, finally. Woo! So often I don't. I talk too much. Let's demonstrate how this flow dreaming stuff works, how empathic intuition works, and see what's happening inside your flow and what we can do about it. Jillian, you're calling from New York. How are you today?
From New York, yes.
Hi. You're on air. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? Jillian, do you hear me? I hear you. You don't hear me?
Hello?
Jillian, I hear you. Do you hear me?
I'm not hearing you.
Not hearing me. Well, darn. Maybe you've muted me on accident. It's kind of strange.
Okay, I hear you now.
Oh, you got me? Okay, I was just letting them figure things out in the studio. Did you press your face to the mute button? I do that on my phone all the time.
No, I'm actually on the house phone, so it's pretty good.
All right.
Sorry.
What's going on in your life?
Okay, I'm listening to you, and I think it's more than where I thought it was at. It's in all areas, I think. I think my burnout is, like standstill. I feel like it was a relationship I was calling in on that. I feel like it just got me burnt out. But as I hear you talking, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have no passion for a lot of things now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And typically, I'm the most positive person I know. I don't know anybody else like me, but I don't know anyone that can get me out of my little funk when I'm there.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now.
Do you know, when I look in you and feel you, and to explain to everyone what I'm doing, flow is a two-way communication, right? You can use it to manifest with and create with, or you can just read the energy that you would be otherwise shaping and changing. So, Jillian, when I'm in there feeling you, it's like feeling where you've been, where you are, where you're going. All of that information is you. And as I look at you, the major emotional landscape is one of defeat, right? Defeat.
Yes.
Like you've been defeated over and over, and you've just thrown in the towel. I'm done. Right?
Yeah. I don't know how to get out of it, and that's the problem.
Yeah. So let's see, where is this defeat? One of the things I want you to do with me is close your eyes right now. Let's do some active work together. Eyes closed. Deep breath. Relaxing. Exhaling. All of this defeat that's inside of you. Imagine that you're going around the house and you're noticing that somebody left the window open and there was like a sandstorm. I've never been in a sandstorm. You probably haven't either, but we can imagine it. There's all this little pile of sand all over the place. It's piled up in chairs. It's in the sofa, for God's sakes. That sand is all this bit of defeat. It's gotten lodged in you. It's like you don't want to have anybody over for company because there's been so much of it. See, they can't sit on this. They can't be in this. They can't even get me out of it because I don't want to let them in and see this. So what you're doing right now is you're sweeping the sand away. You're blowing it away. All you have to do is wave your hands in front of it. And it's like there's a force that comes from you. And as you reach toward this energy of defeat, it just dissolves. It disintegrates like it's sucked right back into the energies of life and flow. And you're watching as your house is getting cleaner and cleaner. And we're doing it together. We're a two-woman cleaning team. Here you go, and we're cleaning, cleaning. Everything is starting to shine and glow. Where does this defeat go? It's gone. It left. It's where it belongs. It's in your past. You don't need it with you right now. You've already been through that. You've done that. You've given your life to that energy, those experiences. You don't need to continuously give to the stuff that happened in the past, and you're realizing how silly. Well, wait a second, you say. You're pausing here. As you're wiping off the dining room table, you're pausing, you look at me, and you say, well, how do I know I won't have more defeat? And I say, you will. We all do. We all will. But that's not a reason to not go for things that make you feel good and beautiful and sexy, desirable, make you feel applauded, admired, for someone to give you a raise, to give you more authority, for someone to love you, forgive you. All of those are still there in front of you. Do you see that? They're all there. You look down at the table, all of these options, it's like looking at a set of beautiful silverware. All of this is yours. There's some dirty dishes. Those are defeat. And as you go through these experiences, some of them will get dirty. And you'll have to clean them, put them away. But there's more for you. You feel that? Your heart is opening. Your heart is open. There's more. Go on, pick up a few. A beautiful silvery spoon shines in the light. That's yours. You can have that. You're having it now. Now open your eyes. So what we just did there is kind of an energy clearing. It's shifting you away from that feeling of being stuck. That's the thing burnout sometimes does. It creates a stuckness that you're just not sure how to lift up above it and see on the other side.
Yeah.
That defeat is not you now. It's where you were and used to be. It's not you now. You're a clean, fresh batch of laundry. You're right?
Yes, thank you.
And that's how you smell. That's how you feel. That's how you look. Okay, so put a thing on your list. One thing. What will it be? What would make you feel good to do? Doesn't have to be a big thing. Little thing. Wrap your flow up with it. But just the one little thing makes you feel really good. And do that. It could be a weekend away. It could be a new outfit. It could be calling up a friend. Do it.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Yes.
You're so welcome, my dear. Take care.
You too.
Bye, Jillian. See, it's those little things. That's what I meant by opening the door, wooing it. She's going to woo this part of herself. It's there. It's been damaged because it kept having to hold on to that feeling about itself. She's rehabilitating it now. It's like taking herself out for a walk in the sunshine after she's been in a hospital bed for 5 days. She's bringing herself back out. That's the next step from burnout. And you're gentle, right? Gentle, gentle. There's no force. There is no pushing. It's more like a gentle nudge. Oh, come on. You want to go out for a walk? Come on. The sunshine will feel good. Oh, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, come on. Let's get your hair done. All right. What should we do? How about Terry? Hey, Terry. You're calling from Florida. How are you today?
Hi, Summer. It's Terry. I'm in me school with you.
Oh, hi, Terry. Thank you for letting me know. I only see first names, so I have no clue who someone is until they say.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, actually. I've actually been feeling real good, and things have started working for me. You know, things are happy. I can feel it.
Good.
But I'm not necessarily, well, maybe I am. I am kind of burnt out with the current position that I have at my job, and I have been actively looking for new positions, you know, outside of my company. But I still haven't found the right company. I had a couple interviews and, you know, some companies are interested in me, but I don't know what's holding me back. And you know, and I'm telling Flo that, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for the next step. Where's the next step? I'm ready. I'm going to take it. I trust you, but I'm still not there.
Yeah. So I'm looking at you now, getting a little assessment of your energy space. You know, you feel to me like you've been a busy field mouse. Isn't that funny? Meaning, like you've been categorizing, cataloging, cleaning stuff out, getting, you know, putting new stuff away, busy, 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 like laying plans, you know, putting it all together, getting it all just right. Busy, 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 busy. It's like the feeling you have before you have a bunch of guests coming over. Oh my gosh, I've got to clean everything. Do I have napkins? You know, do I have the food I need? Do I, you know, it's like the whole morning as you're spending doing that. That's the feeling in your energy right now. Preparation. You've had a lot of preparatory energy. I want you now to shift over into the next emotional state. Remember pre-paving? Okay. You are pre-acting. Mm-hmm. You are preparing to prepare. Like preparing has become very comfortable and familiar for you. Yeah. Let's move over to the next thing. Close your eyes with me. We'll do this together as well. Deep breath, relaxing. All right, I'm in your flow. I hope you can get in there as quickly as I can. Come with me. Come join me. Mm-hmm. Imagine the two of us are taking a walk together. We're in a park someplace. It's really pleasant. It's beautiful out. And I'm saying to you, I'm talking with you, and I'm very excited. I'm saying, Terry, this new job, it's amazing. How in the world did you score that? How did you get that? It was like, I mean, it wasn't one that you thought you were going to get. Maybe it didn't even come through the channel you thought it would come through. But it's like, wow, I am so impressed with you. I'm so impressed with you. And you're giggling, you're laughing, you're kind of shy. You're saying, I know, isn't that amazing? And you're feeling it all the way down deep in you. It's amazing. Yeah. It just happened. One day I was getting ready and the next day it was, do you want to come work for us here? We think you would be amazing. Please say yes. And you're telling this, they're like, please say yes. They really wanted me. And I said, well, what are you paying? And they told me, and I thought to myself, I don't even need to counter that. That is already way higher than what I'm getting now. I feel such a sense of relief. Ah, feeling that relief? You have this job. You have this job. And you're saying, I know I have this job. And you're starting to tell me now all the things you're doing because you have the job. All the things, all the ways your life has changed. Extra stuff that you're doing, the bills you're paying off, the trips you're planning, the clothes you bought, the charities you're contributing to. You're like, I could do all of this now. I can do it all now. I have it. I have this work. Okay, open your eyes. So we've moved you from this place of I'm getting ready. I'm doing everything I should do. Which is a good energy to have, right? It's the energy of cleanup, maintenance, preparation. I want you now to start going straight into that energy of, I already have it. It's mine. I laugh with joy and wonder at the way it came to me. I know I kept putting myself out there, but I was very active about it. I was talking to people. I realized something clicked in my head. There was no other way that I'd get any, that I wouldn't get this job. Once I decided it was going to happen, it was just like, yeah, it's going to happen. And here it is. Okay, so I want you to move fully to the other side.
Okay.
Can you feel a difference?
Yes, I do feel a difference.
Okay. This is the difference I want you to feel when you flow dream. Do this every day.
Okay.
Until it becomes second nature.
Okay.
Until you're telling somebody about your work and you kind of screw up like, oh, I work. Oh, wait a minute. Where do I work again? Because you've already got yourself so much into this new job. You've almost confused yourself that you actually still work your old job. Okay. That's the place I want to get you into. And then we'll check in again. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Terry. I'm glad you called in. Bye. Okay. Quick break. We'll be back in just a few short seconds. We're going to do a flow dream together and maybe get to more calls if we have time. Oh, we're on break again. So while you're waiting, here are a few suggestions I think you'll get a lot out of. First, on my website at flowdreaming.com, you can pick up a free gift basket or gift bag, however you want to look at it, right now from me. I put together a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and then I gave you a flow dream to start practicing with. This saves me from having to reteach the basics on every show, and it gives you the first step to creating a freaking amazing new life. So find this free gift for me right now on my homepage. You just pop in your email and I will be able to send it to you pretty quickly, right away. Next, you know what underwrites this podcast? My manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com. I have the most amazing playlist there. I've worked hard on these for over a decade. I've tested them all. I know what works. They're on all kinds of topics: how to get a new job, how to go bigger, how to lose weight, remove all your blocks around money or opening yourself to the right kind of partner. So much to go through. And the playlists, they are powerful and effective, crazy effective. In fact, my inbox is full every day with thank you notes from people who've used my flow dreams and become lottery winners. They've just gotten married or received huge bonuses. They've cured themselves of depression and health issues. It really is astounding. So go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to begin changing in your life. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I think we do have time for one more quick call before we go in and break ourselves out of that nasty burnout. Beth from Florida as well. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi, Summer. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been listening to you for a while, and I've been sending you some emails. I just wanted to give you an update.
Oh, great.
I'm starting a new job on Monday.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait because it's been a while since I've been working, so this is a relief. And I've also started getting healthy again.
Great.
I've lost about 23 pounds.
Wow.
Exactly. It's taken me about 2 months, but I know it's slow. And
No, 23 pounds in 2 months? Are you kidding me?
No.
That's crazy. That's wonderful. Well, That's not slow at all. If I could do that, oh.
I'm impressed. Eating better in smaller portions, and I'm not drinking a whole lot of soda and all that, and I'm drinking more water, and I started walking and working out, so that's part of it too. But I just wanted to call and talk to you and say that I love all of your podcasts. They've helped me a lot, but I'm trying to get back into my, I'm getting into flow, and I think it's great. I mean, I love it. I've changed my whole perspective. I'm just still wondering about meeting that special someone. I've been, you know, telling Flo that I want, you know, I want to meet him and, you know, how I want to feel. And I'm just wondering how soon or if, you know, because I kind of saw this guy in church the other day and he's kind of like handsome. So I was just like, ooh. So I just wanted to know if that's where I was.
Yeah.
Or, you know, where I was going to meet him at.
Okay, let's see here, Beth. I'm going to take a look at you. Wow, you, the first way I see you, you're showing up to me in your flow like you have a broom in your hand. You've been sweeping out. What's up with everybody cleaning up and sweeping out today? Jeez.
Oh my God, Summer, you are so right. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Broom in your hand. Sweep, 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 sweep. You're just like, you're on a mission. You are done. You were done with where you were. Done.
Yeah.
And you're just like, boom, out, out, out it goes, out it goes, out goes the weight, out goes the job, all of this. And I'm really proud of you. You have a wonderful feeling. You're smiling, too. You're proud of yourself, too. Good job. I know. I just want to celebrate with you a little bit in there because it feels so good. Okay, so what are we doing? You're pointing out to me the man in church. And you're saying, when do I fill up my heart again?
If that's him, I mean, I've been saying what I want to feel. And
Here's what we can do. Either I can look in him for you, or we can look at when you're going to fill up your heart again. Which do you want to do?
My heart, because I don't know this guy's name yet.
Okay. All right. So let's look at your heart. Yeah, the heart needs to be filled up as well. You recognize, too, you've been doing some releasing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing feelings that I'm not good enough. Releasing feelings that, you know, he's not out there. Releasing a lot of expectations that you had, sort of walls that were there. You're letting those go. Ooh, you're being really vulnerable. Keep that up.
That started back when I was a child.
Yeah.
Just feeling that I wasn't good enough. I was told in school that I was never going to go anywhere, you know, and I've come to release it since I've been listening to you.
Yep, that's the number one.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let more of that go. Let it all go. It has not served you. The only thing it's done is prevented you from being in love.
Yes.
So it's pointless to keep. It's ridiculous.
Got it. I'm learning that, and Flo is helping me, and so are you, because I've been listening.
Good.
Like I said, I have your podcast, and I've got a couple of them I've been listening to over and over again.
Let's do something real quick together, because you're coming across to me as, talk about deserving. I mean, everyone's deserving, but you've really stepped up. You're like, I'm going to be seen now. That's the next place for you. I'm going to be seen.
Okay.
Right? That's that phrase. It holds a lot of potency because it means you've reached the next level where you are not afraid to be seen. Seen at work, seen in the, you know, as a potential partner for someone, where you start to really show up. So we're going to look around you, and I'm watching. There's, I'm going to just do a bunch of men. Okay. Just cause I want to bring up the energy of men starting to look at you, pay attention to you and recognize you as, oh, she would be a catch. Oh, now I'm not discriminating against, you know, any of them at this point. I just want to get that energy around you. You're beautiful. You're a catch. You're loving. You're intelligent. You'd be an amazing partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the energy that's coming off you and that other people are noticing. And the person who is just right, he's the one who's going to step forward from that circle of admirers and say, let's take this to the next step.
Okay.
All right, here he comes,
stepping
forward a little bit closer. All right, he's within eyesight. We're going to leave him there and open our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was a bit of future pre-programming that we just did.
Okay.
We changed some energy that was around. We escalated one kind of energy in you, which is to be seen.
Okay.
Which triggered the fact that there is one person who can step forward now and take it to the next place with you. This is sort of the trajectory. You know, replay this little series in your head, this little vignette. Make it be like one of your little fantasies as you're driving in your car or something, you know.
I'll do it when I'm sitting at home.
whatever we drift off. I should never say when we're driving.
I don't need to be in the car. No.
Don't be distracted at the wheel.
Exactly.
All right, Beth. Thanks so much for your call.
Okay, thank you so much, Summer. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have just enough time now to enter our flow. Any of you who are still waiting, I see we're going to have to do it next show. So just hold on if you can. Wait a week for me. I'll be back same time, same place. Let's get into our flow right now. We have some burnout energy to clear out of us, right? Spring has come. Winter is over. We do not live in a perpetual winter in our lives. If you are there, if you've been there, if you're waking up and going, dang, this winter has been 9 months long, then you need to flow right now with me. Eyes closed. Deep breath. Relaxing. Releasing. Recognizing that you're in a state of flow. Your flow feels like walking through a doorway, as if there were a door right in front of you, wherever you are now. Oh, look over there, a door. And you step through this door. And as you step through the door and you look back, you think to yourself, so that's what the physical world looks like from this perspective. My goodness, it looks very dense and hard and linear. And yet, if I look the other direction, I see the world through the eyes of flow. And what I see are gentle waves of light, of energy that commingles, a quantum flow of information moving from one system to the next system to the next. And it's all moving with ease and harmony. There's no friction or tension. Even if something looks like a tempest in the real world, from flow, it looks like someone has simply stirred their finger in a glass. All the little atoms spin around, but they spin in order. They spin with perfection, dutifully carrying out whatever events or circumstances have been ordered up. Ah, you say, looking around, so beautiful to see from this perspective. Oh, you suddenly remember why you're here. You're here because, and you put your hands on your energy body, yourself in flow, this informational being that you are, you realize, I've reached a place in my energy that I don't want to be in. A place of overload. A place where I've been overburdened, where I've become weak. Where I just set everything down and I said, I can't anymore. Stop. Stop. As you recognize that, you see, yes, your flow is giving you the illusion that it too has stopped. Instead of flowing freely, the energy just circles back around and around in the same place. It's still moving. But it's not going anywhere. And you say, is this what it means when I have no desire? When I have no passion? When I feel weary just thinking about having passion? Oh, Flo, you say, I don't want to be in this place. You know what I want to do is gently free you up. And as you say that, you begin moving your arms and your hands around the energy, just like you're petting some gentle, sweet creature. And your flow begins to move a little and dance a little around you. And you say, let's wake this up again in our life. Let's wake it up gently, just eyes open, like waking up someone gently from sleep. Come on. Let's move again. Let's start over. Let's start. Bring me something beautiful, and gentle, that will open me, will point me in the right direction, that will release me and move me where I need to go. And your flow responds. And you sigh the biggest sigh of relief. And you say, my burnout is now closing. And finished. And you stay in that feeling even as you return from your daydream and you open your eyes. Now, this is a trigger flow dream. One purpose, to wake up your energy. That was it. So I leave that one with you. You can practice it. You can expand on it. And until next time, we'll have another show, another topic. I wish you all lots of love and lots of flow. Happy flow dreaming.
Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.